sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Interrupt this sports program to give you a shark update.
When news breaks, we give it to you.
We are your shark show. And our listeners go one of two ways on this. It's either shut up and talk sports, or it's keep talking sharks.
Yeah, I don't.
It's one or the other.
It's a
divisive issue.
And this
really
is not forced. This is unprecedented this year. The amount of sightings.
This report I'm about to give you is unprecedented. Unprecedented, Hardy. You ready for this? Strap yourself in.
Yeah, but index is 100. I just want to say that a lot of conversations you will get to shut up and talk sports, not with sharks.
Okay,
it's like 90-10.
You
know, 90%.
Okay,
yes. Give us.
But
the
I would say that each side feels very strongly about it. The shark people, and I think there's a lot of them, are all in on the sharks. This report from Orleans today.
Oh.
A pilot flying over the popular Nauset Beach in Orleans on Thursday spotted eight. One more than seven, one less than nine. Eight.
Eight's a magic number.
Eight great white sharks in the water.
One of the
sharks was seen swimming close to shore at 11 a.m.,
looking for North Shore moron.
To the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy. Beaches in the area have not been closed. Swimmers are being urged to use caution. There have been hundreds of confirmed shark sightings off of Cape Cod this summer. And, of course, we now know a 61-year-old New York gentleman was attacked in Truro last month. Eight of them. And
I've
done a lot of amateur research on the white sharks.
Oh, you have?
I've actually been looking for some good books on the topic. I've read a lot of articles, a lot of stories.
You know, I wrote a paper sixth grade. Maybe I could share with you.
Research paper.
Great white shark.
I did too.
Man-eating monster of the deep.
And I'd like to take a look.
It influenced opinion and research for years. After that paper was released.
To see eight of them in the same spot is not a common occurrence.
Why is that beach not closed?
Because in a lot of ways, they are loners.
Well, yes. As we've learned, there was a shark years ago known as a rogue shark who engaged in the practice of territoriality. Perhaps you remember this shark that haunted the beaches of Amity Island for years or a few weeks.
And the mayor said the beaches are open though.
What they do is they'll swim and they'll feed until that feeding supply is cut off, and then they'll go somewhere else. But eight great white sharks, I agree with you, Beetle. This seems unprecedented. They don't travel in schools.
Nope.
These aren't fish.
No, these are not social animals.
These are not seals.
You know who
these
gets
are
to
not
eat first?
No, these are white sharks, and to have eight of them in the same spot.
Yes.
Do you know how smart they are?
Impressive.
Do you know who eats first? The biggest one. You know what I watched last night? Planet Earth Africa, and it was Cape. It was the Cape version of Cape Town, you know, South Africa, where it's, the Galapagos Islands. And,
That's South America.
This is where the attack zone is. And there was a dead whale carcass, and they had the video, the close-ups of the sharks.
That'd be a whale.
The head coming out of the water.
The shark?
The way the teeth like detach, and how the jaws move up and down. It's just tearing into that carcass, and its eyes roll back. And I'm like, nobody's ever going to get in the water by watching this. But then we're down to Cape last week, and they said it's over twice the amount of sightings that they had last year. From this point last year till now, down at Cape Cod. And they said if this pace continues and the weather that we're having, it could be three times as many sightings in 1 year, and you could have a massive, massive epidemic in our hands next year.
Gray Scommel's team with the great with the White Shark Conservancy and, of course, Mass Fisheries, they tagged they had more than double the amount of sightings this year than they had a year ago. They're at the end of their five-year study of the white sharks on the Cape. They doubled it from 2017 to 2018.
Yeah.
you guys were in the same email that I got last week. We weren't on the air together, of course, but I don't know if you mentioned it while you were on the air. I did not mention it. The photos couldn't confirm the...
We had it confirmed by somebody.
...authenticity of the...
Oh, we confirmed it.
...of the attack photos?
Yeah, we confirmed it was someone who was in the know.
Because they knew something to look for in one of the photos that, if that's in there, that is the...
The 61-year-old man who was bitten by the shark?
No, we're not going to distribute those because no. I'm not getting sued.
No.
But, yeah, we've seen them.
Let me tell you something. That was not a nibble.
No.
And whatever it was did bite him and release
Let
him.
Let go.
But we talk about this about, you know, well, he's going to bite you and release you. You'll be okay.
No, he won't.
I mean, he's alive. It didn't look okay.
No. And if you've heard his account, he has now spoken. He's done interviews and said that. And he said it was like you barely remember it because it happened so fast and you're in shock. But he punched the shark in the gills.
Right.
That was how the shark let him go. Because he naturally just punching and by luck was punching right on the shark's gills and the shark let go and left. And that was the test bite.
Get in water. Go get in water, people.
Couple of test bites and parts of him missing forever.
Yeah. See, your kids are at the beach.
We need to get Greg Scomble on this show. That's what it comes down to. We need to, I'm going to ask.
Tell him he can come in. Cameras are on. He'd love to come in. Cameras are on.
I will ask him to come here directly if he wants to come in studio.
Hasn't seen a camera. He doesn't
now that the shark season is winding down.
Put four cameras on him. He'd love it.
I hope he does. I hope he takes his. We'll take him on
the elephant. Put him.
But I think we got to talk to him. I read a story over the weekend in which he started. He's been tagging sharks for 25 years or almost 30 years now. When he first saw a white shark near Woods Hole, it was 2004. And Hardy, he thought when they first saw a white shark on the Cape, he thought it was a fluke and that it was never going to happen again. He thought to himself, this is amazing. I'll have a chance to tag a shark right here, my own backyard. This is great. And he was dismayed when he wasn't able to tag the shark. You know, the shark swam away. And
I'm never going to see one again unless I go to South Africa
Where he had been and he had tagged sharks. He thought, I'm never going to get this opportunity again to do this here. And that was 2004. He thought he would never again see it. And here we are. 2018, 14 years later, and I think the number was 174 taggings or sightings. I don't know which one it was this year. Mm. Crazy number.
Serious question. I asked this before. How much does this type of activity and moving into the future, and if it's going to continue to increase and increase and become more of an epidemic, affect the rentals and the pricing of rentals or even the price to buy? Say down there in Orleans.
See, Fred Tutcher tried to do this when I was on the air with him once. Last week or the week before or something, saying like how it was going to affect real estate prices on the Cape. I'm like, really?
You can't get in water.
You think a few sharks swimming around are going to drive down the price of like oceanside property on Cape Cod?
If they're not going to go away?
It's not.
Doubtful.
But if anyone wants to unload some property cheap, give us a call.
Especially
we can help you.
There are a lot of beaches where there haven't been shark sightings.
Right.
Like, I don't think the price is in Dennis, for instance.
No.
You know, if you can buy a house near Mayflower Beach, I don't think the price have gone down significantly.
No, I think you should get out of there, though. People, if you're listening, you got a house down there, put it on the market. I think everyone down there needs to put their houses on the market.
There's one right down there on Howe Street that I used to rent years ago. If you could let that one go for a song,
this fall or next spring? Let's coordinate that so they all go for sale at the same time.
I think that would
be a good idea, too.
Let's do it next year. Get in on that. Unless you want to share.
Everybody get rid of your homes.
You want to go halvesies?
Is there a guy on the phone that's a shark victim? Like literally a shark victim?
Or he wants to talk about the shark victim. Ben and Wellesley.
What do you got, Ben?
Ben.
Hey, what's up? Hey.
What's up?
Long time caller. First time, long time, whatever. I've got a house in Truro. And they're not really on the bay side. It's more the ocean side.
How much are you selling for? How much is it going up for?
With our houses, we would never, there's no chance we'd ever get rid of it.
I think you should reconsider.
Well, what do you got?
This guy was pretty dumb. I mean, like, where he was in.
In what?
Where he was swimming.
In the middle of the seals. Like, he should have known better. Like, If you see a seal, don't go swimming there.
So this guy was romping with the seals? Frolicking with the seals?
How do you know that, Ben? Were you there?
Yeah, I've got friends that live in Truro and that, you know, my brothers live down there year-round. And
that's a good call.
Sounds like a hell of a source.
Yep. It
sounds like you were there.
The one thing about this 61-year-old guy,
around here, though.
And this is where I say I wouldn't do that. Swimming in 10 to 12 feet of water. When you swim in the ocean, do you go out so it's over your head?
No. Never.
Rarely.
Yeah, I like
Wait, diving. But I thought he was standing. He was not swimming.
He said in his interview he was in 10 to 12 feet of water.
That's not good.
Now,
that contradicts earlier reports.
That's how they build up speed.
No.
Here's what that does.
Close to shore. He was still close to shore, but it's a must have been a significant
nice drop
off where he was.
That would be
for
the
me,
edge where they swim.
For me, ocean swimming,
knee deep.
Nipples.
I'll
go up to
deep.
The nipples.
Too deep.
And even that's a little deep.
It makes me nervous. You're not turning your back to the ocean.
Well, that's a more of a wave thing.
You know what you like? I like to take...
Okay.
Well, you don't turn your back to the waves. That's what they mean.
You take kids' friends or the dog, and you send them out to the first edge, let them test it out. And then you go in with yours.
Pip-pip.
Yeah.
Pip-pip.
Coming up next, the Red Sox win from over the from overnight last night. You know, obviously, it happened. It was a day game.
The overreaction at 2 o'clock.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. Overreaction to this win. Good, fun win for the Red Sox. But if you're reading into that win as the reason they'll win at all, I would disagree on that. We'll talk about that Red Sox win. Also, I want to get to Shohei Ohtani. Hardy mentioned it earlier in headlines. He is going to need Tommy John surgery. That was announced yesterday. He then played in the game and hit 2 home runs because he's modern-day Babe Ruth. And I'm distraught about him needing the Tommy John. We'll get to that as well. And 15 minutes from now, we're giving away another pair of Patriots tickets for Sunday.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
I want Maz and Murray to say what they said off the air. I want you to say to the people of Boston what you said off the air.
So what I said off the air was maybe this is just their year.
Oh!
And I said it. They might actually be bullpen proof.
I mean, really,
this is finally dawning on you.
So when you come to this sort of, you know, this guy has been down in Pawtucket now for what, a couple of months? They brought him up as a September call up, I think solely to reward him for sticking it out, right? Just for sticking it out. He stayed there. He stayed in the minor leagues. I mean, this is a guy who's gone to All-Star games, won gold gloves. He's 37 years old, and he decides to stay in Pawtucket for 2 months? They bring him up. They add him to the roster. He gets his first start today, and he hits a game-winning two-run home run in the ninth.
And there was poetic justice to it, too. This is the team he was last with full-time. Like, it's just all coming up for this team right now, despite how bad the bullpen is.
He also stole home.
This is their year.
Oh, please, stop it. Stop it, Maz.
I can't listen to baseball players.
Where the hell's the sanity on that show? First of all, I count on those guys to be negative.
To have levity.
Right? I count on them to be the negative guys. But in addition to that, if you are going to flip and you are going to come to my side of the debate this year, which is, you know what? If they hit, they're going to be able to hit their way to wins. They're going to hit home runs to wins. And Dave Dombrowski is going to get off. He's going to get let off the hook is what's going to happen. He's going to get out of this easy despite his shortcomings and not actually taking care of what needed to be taken care of at the trade deadline, which was the team's bullpen. But if you want evidence that that can happen, you're going to choose this of the 97 wins you could pick from with this Red Sox team. This is the one. This is the it factor.
Yeah. I mean, Jackie Bradley coming out of the gate, leading off, that's
come on. Brandon Phillips.
Okay, it's not just Brandon Phillips, though. Some of the guys who were part of that rally, Blake Swihart, Jackie Bradley Jr., two more winners.
Blake Swihart's why they're going to win the World Series. That's why it's their year. Zue Lynn, Blake Swihart.
Listen to me.
Vasquez.
Andrew Benintendi. Steve Pierce, Ian Kinsler. Do you think any of those guys see any postseason action?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Ian Kinsler will.
it's not.
Steve Pierce will occasionally, yeah.
It's not just Phillips. Phillips hit the home run last night. Or yesterday afternoon. So that's getting all the attention. But when that was just the culmination. That was just the culmination.
Okay.
I understand what Maz is saying when he said maybe it's just their year because it was the whole round. They were down 7-1 in the eighth inning.
Steve Pierce, he's going to play. Ian Kinsler, he's going to play. And let me tell you this.
Year.
If you're relying on Kinsler and Pierce to win you the games in the playoffs from an offensive standpoint,
you're cooked.
You're cooked. Go home.
Cooked.
Not to say that they won't contribute.
You're porked.
I actually like both of those players. I think that they've really helped, you know, fulfill their roles and what they were brought here for. This is not a putting those guys down. Just don't tell me that those are going to be the guys. Name me all the guys involved again.
Go ahead.
You just rattled them all off.
All right, the eighth inning.
Come on,
Jack JPJ.
Swihart doubled to right.
Yeah. I don't want to rely on him in the playoffs.
Vasquez and Lynn scored.
Don't want to
Lynn's with
Bradley.
Which for most people, they yesterday said, "Oh, they brought him back up. Oh yeah, September. Yeah, expanded rosters. Yeah. Right, he is here now.
Move Jackie Bradley Jr. to third. Then Benintendi singled to left, which scored Jackie Bradley Jr. Moved Swihart to third. Pierce hit a sack fly to left, which scored Swihart." Then Kinsler singled to left, Benintendi and Phillips scored. And then it was Phillips who homered in the ninth.
You've said
give them the nine
one eight. Name out of all the names in there that I think really matters.
Benintendi.
And it's Benintendi.
That's it.
One name.
Other guys are plug here or there if you need a guy to run the bases
year.
Or you need a hit. Or
this is their year. This is the game you go with, that you roll with.
The it factor
extends not those it factor games
team.
Where J.D. Martinez hits a home run late last week to win you a game. You don't look at that one and say, this is their year? No, that's the game I'd point to and say, okay this team's got something here.
If it is about the bats, and the bats are the real thing that's going to carry them, does this affect the way you structure your entire roster? I mean, you're going to carry 11, you're going to carry 12 pitchers. You're going to carry 10. What did they carry last year? Didn't they carry 11 last year? You want to carry extra bats this year then, is the point. If, say, some one of your starters gets knocked out, though, but then you need somebody to fill time. You need some arms out there. So it's a little bit of a...
That's where you need Steven Wright to come through.
Yeah.
Break glass in case you need five innings.
There you go. There he is. Championship.
Gonna win it all.
Yep.
There it is.
Game, set, match. Not porked.
This is their year. No, not based on that game, it isn't. Don't give me that. Was it fun? That was a great... That was like a really enjoyable,
favorite, fun,
silly win.
Favorite
it really was. That was cool.
Yeah, it was comical.
Cool. And by the way, Brandon Phillips, after not playing for, 11 months?
It was one pitch.
In a major league game.
He swung at the first pitch.
Awesome. Like, that's cool. But that's not why they're going to win.
Favorite comment from yesterday was
the comeback was all singles and sack flies. Like Hardy said, this is not like this team has scored runs by hitting 3-run homers all year.
Yeah.
That's not how the real team scores.
Fun win. Fun win, but come on.
Masco Kimbrel, moron.
Get real.
Walk a guy with two outs.
Get real.
That was the best line of the day.
Let's get real on that. Meanwhile, that is Shohei Ohtani.
You're modern day Babe Ruth. You're a guy.
The modern day Babe Ruth, everything about this just upsets me. So now they are going to send him for Tommy John surgery.
That sucks.
Because they are saying there is new damage on the UCL. Damage that was not previously there. Remember how they're going to take the conservative approach, right? Yep. He's going to come back. He's going to rest. He's going to be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be like David Price.
I always side on the go get the Tommy John. But the doctors didn't say that he needed Tommy John. Like, it was a real consideration the first go-round at the start of the year. Ohtani is now going to need the Tommy John to continue. And he is, like I've said, modern-day Babe Ruth. They announced this yesterday. He goes out, he hits two home runs, he goes 4-for-4. He's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable player. I'm mad at the Angels for their team doctors not sending him for this earlier, because this is obviously going to be a long rehab like it always is. I'm annoyed by that. And the more I look and am just amazed and love this player, because I just think it's so spectacular. We haven't seen anything like this in our lifetimes. A player who can play like this. I get mad that he's on the Angels. which is his doing, not the Angels doing. I just get pissed that he's in that market where Mike Trout gets buried as a baseball player in this market. Do you feel like Shohei Ohtani, the buzz has sort of held up at all this year? Granted, he's missed a lot of time.
That's been, there's been no buzz.
It feels like there's no buzz around this player.
He came out of the gates and then the injury and sort of just set him back.
It's such a baseball problem, but it's also like an Anaheim problem.
Yeah, like the Trout problem.
What are you doing there in this market that doesn't care? Playing to, you know, empty ballparks. I get annoyed. I'm annoyed that he's in Anaheim. I'm annoyed that he's with the Angels. I'm annoyed at their medical staff for not sending him there sooner. I feel like this guy could be the biggest thing in baseball, and nobody outside of real baseball fans really know about him or are talking about him. What a waste. What a wasted opportunity this year for this player, because he is phenomenal. Oh, it's so fun. So fun. He's a guy who can go out and pitch great, and oh yeah, you can go step up and jack two home runs in any given game. When have you ever seen that?
Hurt.
Again, Babe Ruth.
Look who just showed up today.
He's Babe Ruth.
Look who's here.
It's Babe freaking
There's
Ruth.
There's Maz.
Ah!
Maz didn't have to come in. Yeah. He can't even come in through prep work because it's like, it's their year.
Nice to see you too, Maz.
You don't even have to do any work. It's their year.
That's it. Shut it down. Yeah, baseball reporters will resume October 1.
Right. When the matchups are all set.
617-779-0985. Jimmy, we're going to get to your calls coming up next, but right now.
Tickets.
It's your chance to get tickets for Sunday's game, Patriots-Texans.
Go.
This Sunday at Gillette Stadium. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to the game, Patriots-Texans, this Sunday afternoon at Gillette Stadium. All of it brought to you by 98.5, the Sports Hub. Caller 10 right now. Call the right number, and you will go the game.
Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots getting ready for the start of their regular season. It'll kick off on Sunday at Gillette Stadium against the Houston Texans for the league. Tonight, it's the Falcons taking on the Eagles. A little Thursday night football to get things going for this 2018 season. As far as the Red Sox are concerned, they got the 9-8 win over the Braves in Atlanta last night, completed the sweep. We're some of the guys down in the mouth when you guys were down 7-1 in the eighth inning, Alex Cora?
Nobody was down, honestly. Nobody was down. What? Something cool about these guys, they really don't care. You know, like, it's hot and it's September and we're in first place and we're going home. They really don't care. They just want to play baseball and have fun, and they didn't.
And they're home tonight, and tomorrow they will stay home to welcome in the Houston Astros for the beginning of a weekend series in a 9-game homestand. A win for the Revolution last night at Yankee Stadium. They beat NYCFC 1-0 to snap their 9-match winless streak. Headlines brought to you by Nissan. Now's the best time to save big at Nissan's Take Home a Titan Truck Month event. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air,
balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zoe leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We got there, Zoe. No kidding.
Yeah.
When do we start doing cool stuff like this?
Big promotions department.
End of summer.
Oh.
End of summer, yeah.
Nothing like breaking them out at the end of summer.
When we were going to the beach all year, guys.
Watch the breaking ball.
It is a weather boy. What's the heat index out there? Give me the
We need a real feel.
What's a real feel today?
The actual air temperature is 90 degrees.
Okay, it feels like
that's it.
It feels like July 28th, third day of camp, Bryant College, and you're walking out. You have three mosquitoes eating your right arm because you're in the middle of 2 days, and you have sweaty pads on, and all you do is walk out of the air-conditioned dorm, which is like 55 degrees. So it feels like it's 135 outside. That's the way I feel.
135 real field temperature?
Yeah. That's, feels like 135.
That's a bit excessive.
You know what?
Riser right there.
Do you have eggs? We should try and cook an egg on my car hood.
Huevos?
Huevo?
Yes, Ecuador Spartacus made this. That's a huevo.
Do you want some shoes for the ball?
617-779-0985. Do we have a winner on our Patriots tickets? We do. We have a winner. The tickets have been given away. Appreciate you trying. Appreciate you calling in. We will, of course, have more Patriots tickets this season. We always do. We always have tickets to give away. So there will be more of that. There's more where that came from.
Nice.
Okay. Hardy's got a thought. He's trying to work it out. Get it out.
No, I'm trying to
speak.
Figure out how to get that disc down before the afternoon show starts. No,
that's easy.
That's a terrible, a top six worst idea of all time.
I can reach it with a pen.
Reach it with a pen.
Yeah. We'll do it next break.
No, don't throw anything at it.
You're not allowed to throw things in this new studio.
Well, I just did twice.
Don't do it.
It's not going to break anything.
Those things look like lunar landing.
I just saw Maz. I had a conversation with Maz.
Is he upset that you were goofing on him for his, this is their year?
I wouldn't say upset. What I would say is that he wants to make an important distinction, and that is, he said,
did you listen to the whole segment?
It might be their year. So
did you listen
he hasn't
to the whole
fully
segment?
Bought in on this right. thing. It's just that he's, listen, nice that's the closest he's come to buying in all season long.
It's typical
that,
Murray, too.
That
to
is a point that
it.
Stands, that his opinion has shifted, even if it's shifted from believing they've got a 1% chance to thinking they got a 2% chance. It's the biggest shift we've seen in Maz or Murray on this team all season long. So the point still sort of stands. Why the hell would you pick that win of all the wins they've had to start thinking they might, as he put it, might have a chance?
It's like after Danny Etling's 86-yard touchdown run, you think, okay, Patriots are going to be a divisional round opponent for anybody. You know, it's going to be 12-4, definitely. 13-3. That type of impact right there. I mean, I go to baseball reporters for all my baseball knowledge with Mass. Now he's telling me, like, you don't have to do that anymore. Because it's like their year after that win, after all the hard facts they've been spitting for 3.5 months. Don't believe it. Don't believe what you're seeing here. They're going to get smoked. That eighth inning's going to kill them. That bullpen, it's not ready. Dave Dombrowski didn't do enough to help this team. The window's closing. Everything.
Okay, but my point about Dave Dombrowski is that's going to be true no matter what.
Right.
He still didn't do his job. You know, you may win. And he may be able to sit there and say, oh, look, we won.
I can't believe Murray took the bait, blah, blah, blah.
But at the end of the day, regardless of where this Red Sox team ends up, to me, Dave Dombrowski still lost and didn't do his job. Like, I don't think there's any winning for him. There really isn't. He can't win, at least in my mind, in my opinion. And I think I share that opinion with a decent number of Red Sox fans.
Well, his guy.
That
his,
no matter what happens, they're going to look at this team and say, you didn't do enough to fix the bullpen.
Well, the only way he would win is if any of the players that are on the wheel of gutless bums, to what they refer to the bullpen as, you know, just pick, you know, spin the wheel and pick it, goes out and pitches well in big games. That's the only way he wins. Because you don't know what Joe Kelly means to us, like he told us. Or Tyler Thornton.
I guess you know? He can stand on that and say, I told you. I told you these guys were better.
Told you guys back
I
in
told
July.
You that these guys that we had were good and they were going to perform in the postseason.
Right.
It's a long shot. But Maz has the train whistle, and he's walking around saying, all aboard the Red Sox train. Mm-hmm. So get ready for that at 2 p.m. The hardest schedule in the National Football League is the Carolina Panthers. And the easiest schedule in the National Football League this year, according to Football Outsiders, is the New England Patriots. Here's the Carolina Panthers schedule. This is something that was referenced by Scott Grambling earlier, talking about Christian McCaffrey, because I'm buying in on some of that fantasy hype on McCaffrey.
Indeed.
I love that.
I would buy in on McCaffrey because I'm telling you, they open up holes because of the threat of Newton running. He neutralizes both defensive ends on both sides because you have to stay at home. And their tackles are so big. Same thing with the guards. They have good guards at pull. And McCaffrey's a savvy runner. He finds a way to get to creases, to daylight, and he's going to churn yards.
Cowboys to open.
Cowboys
going to be any good?
I got a weird feeling that that's a nine. They got 9-7, 8-8 written all over them too.
I'm not convinced of that.
Like, what have they done to get any?
But
better?
I can tell you, like in this DVOA, I bet the Cowboys do well.
Yeah, because it's a stat that doesn't correlate directly to winning.
Right. That's you know how I feel.
It's a Fred Tucker, Ryan Tannehill argument.
It's about weighted statistics, and I don't know. I feel like they're a middle-of-the-road to halfway decent teams that are probably going to get upgraded by DVOA somehow. I could be.
I think they're going to be okay in a running game, but I think the quarterback's going to struggle a little.
I think the Cowboys are a type of team that can look good on paper. So they open with the Cowboys at home. Then they have the Falcons and the Bengals. Falcons good, Bengals crap. The Giants.
Tough. Giants are going to be tough this year.
Well, you are buying in on those Giants in a big way.
I don't know. I go down and watch teams move around, mull around, see what the action's like, how they're built. Like, their offensive line is freaking huge.
You see the three of their six captains?
Solder played
three
well.
Of their six captains weren't on the team last year?
Yeah.
Including Nate Solder. Yep. He is one of the captains.
Yeah,
Giants.
I mean, if the receiver has his head on straight, which it seems like he does, you got to kind of conform a little bit. They gave you the money.
At Redskins,
showed up.
At Redskins, at Eagles.
Yep.
At home against the Ravens. Then it's the Tampa Bay Bucks. Pittsburgh, Detroit, Seattle.
What's Seattle this year?
I don't know, but they have a good quarterback. And anytime you have a good quarterback, good things can happen.
See, but that's the direct opposite of this stupid stat, right? I mean, all these teams with direct, with high percentages have poor quarterback play. Because you could take snippets from game where a guy's throwing for 400 yards, but all of a sudden you don't factor in that you're down by 20 points. And this guy's dinking and dunking, and they're giving you little underneath routes.
Last five, Tampa Bay, Cleveland, New Orleans, Atlanta, New Orleans, those last 3 weeks.
That's tough. That's tough.
Three.
I'd rather have
New Orleans and then the Falcons sandwiched in between.
I'd rather have the New England schedule where you're finishing Jets, Bills, Dolphins, you know, after Pittsburgh.
So do you think that this is tougher than the Patriots schedule?
The ending, yes.
This is a tougher schedule.
It is.
It absolutely is.
It is.
But this is what I think it proves.
But I pulled up Cincinnati.
Is there a major gap between the hardest schedule and the easiest, the quote-unquote easiest schedule in the league?
No. But this is what you
do. There's a gap, but I don't know that it's that considerable.
This is what you do this time of year, because here's what's going to happen. Injuries are going to impact all of this. You know, you look at schedules last year. All of a sudden, Green Bay's out of the mix after Rodgers breaks his collarbone. You know, how many guys blew out ACLs already this year? There's 14 or 15 of them? And you just had a rookie here, because I think the pace of camp that tore his Achilles in a game because of a torque play where he's planting a foot. That shouldn't happen to a 23-year-old kid.
Coming up next, we are going to tell you what's happening tomorrow on the show. We got a big day planned. It's Friday, first Football Friday of the year.
Yeah, Football Friday.
Football Friday. I've been doing this a long time. We'll talk about what's coming up tomorrow and also today's takeaways.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
You can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's it.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox, who Maz proclaims that this is their year.
No, might be their year. It might be now.
I don't know. We get the
He's
sound
willing
drop.
To at least say it might be
it
their
might
year.
It might be.
Now.
We got the sound clip. I mean,
the whole team's got it.
They got
with
it.
With a capital I.
Sure
yeah,
do.
Especially all those guys that won't be making the playoff roster.
Yep. There are plenty Woo! Of guys who contributed yesterday.
Put Jackie
who will
Bradley
be
in the leadoff. I love it.
Yeah, love on it. Playoff rosters.
Yeah.
Several. There were several people.
It'll be like 2004 when Ellis Burks was down at the end of the bench. Yeah. But, of course, he wasn't allowed to play. Him and, like, Ricky Gutierrez. You know? That's who was there. They can't play. They're not on the roster. But they're here. Mm. They have the it.
More it guys. I love it guys.
Tomorrow on Zolak and Bertrand, we will have Phil Perry with us
Ooh.
For his 1 hour that he will be spending with us every Friday during the football season. Also, R.J. Bell. RJ
nice.
In Vegas tomorrow.
Nice.
So,
and we're doing our bad quarterback fantasy draft.
Yes, we are.
I had to
this
study into that.
It's our idea. Actually, Jim Louse's idea, which is a fantastic idea.
Yep.
And it's going to make me.
Grantland did this like 8 years ago. So this is maybe where the original idea came from. We'll give them the credit since what? They're not even a thing anymore.
Yeah.
We have our football picks too.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Our five teamers.
Yes, we do. So
I'm pretty good at the picks.
And read and react.
What are we wagering this year? Hot dogs?
We got to figure that out.
Sausages?
Sliders.
Sliders.
I'm kind of in on
sliders. Sliders.
Sliders. Mini sliders.
Okay. We've got three takeaways today. They're all really good.
Good.
We've got some good ones here.
What do we got?
Including Zoe reenacting a movie scene from Remember the Titans.
Yep.
It's a scene you've Well, you've discussed it before.
Petey, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did your blockers fumble the football or did you fumble the football?
How many feet are in a mile, Petey?
How many feet are in a mile? 5,280 feet. How many feet are in a mile?
3,564 feet.
You pick this ball up.
Petey, give me the damn ball.
You run every one of them.
You carry that
ball. You're killing me, Petey.
It's close. A couple thousand off.
Close.
You know how many feet are in a mile?
5,000.
How many?
5,356?
No. Should we revisit the last time?
280.
Do you remember the last time Zoe talked about that scene? I don't think you were Denzel the last time.
It's a different scene.
Oh, that was the one on the bus.
I love that one. You want the real movie first, or do you want Zoe first?
No, real movie.
This song goes out to the undefeated Titans. This city is alive with the school spirit. Go get him, Titans! Woo!
That was from the movie.
Yep.
The radio playing over that song.
Oh, that's right.
And this is Zoe's recreation of that moment.
It's the shout-out to the Titans as they get ready to take on it. Let's get at them and support the hometown team.
That's pretty good. That's the closest I've been.
The way he hears and remembers things, like, all you have to do is say Jurassic Park, and he can do the song.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's great.
But he thinks they're 3,654 feet.
I could watch Shawshank 500 times and I still wouldn't get the movie.
I'll tell you, I think Remember the Titans is sort of reaching a Shawshank status on television. You come across it, you can't not watch it.
It's on a lot.
Yeah. You know what it came on last night, too? Wedding Singer was on last night. I couldn't turn it off.
Wedding Singer?
Wedding Singer was on.
With Julia Guglia and Robbie?
Yep. Robbie Gould. Hey, you know, Miami Vice, Friday night. What are you going to do, miss it? Nope, summer. Reruns.
Zoe, you also had a moment today in which you were talking to a caller about Madden. We talked about your Madden 96 ratings.
Video game.
Yeah, yes. Something like that.
When Madden 98 came out, right after we lost the Super Bowl of the Packers.
Yep.
And that was when I first started watching with my dad. I'm like 8 years old.
That's when I started playing with myself.
Yeah, you got the...
Well, before
fabulous.
That.
And how long before you realized what you had said?
About 10 seconds. And I'm like, wait a minute, something didn't sound right. Then
you started choosing yourself as a player in the video game.
Because I remember playing in the video games and I would always roll to the right. Because every time I rolled to the left, you wouldn't complete a pass. But if you rolled to the right, you would complete the pass.
Mm-hmm.
Also this morning, Roger Goodell released a statement on his Twitter page and on social media, getting people excited because football is back. The three words everybody wants to hear. We dramatically read his letter. And it led to us going down a real man of genius path.
Making love to the entity that is the National Football
League. Real man of genius.
Yeah. Today we salute you, Ginger Hammer, Roger Goodell.
Mr. Wentz, he's a red-headed douchebag.
I love when they start talking louder.
We're back on, Hardy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey,
our apologies to Felger Maz. Our radio show was interfering with the conversation. And this happens with a lot of shows. They just start talking louder because they can't make themselves heard over the radio show going on 8 feet
loud
away.
For them in our studio.
Unbelievable.
Murray, Maz, I tell you.
Murray, fighting up Brandon Phillips.
Asterisk boy.
On the train. Red Sox train is leaving the station.
It was your whiteboard. Forgot the whistle instead. You know where that one's heading.
All right, tomorrow, Phil Perry, as I mentioned. Phil Perry and RJ Bell tomorrow.
First
from
Friday of the
Vegas.
Year.
We will get you ready. More game-specific stuff for Sunday's game between the Patriots and the Texans.
You got some stuff on Clowney, too. They're moving him around a little bit more. Than normal, so I think that could be problematic in this game if you have some issues at tackle, because you sort of key on him, and Merciless can be the wrecker in this game. I don't like their front.
I'm more concerned with Deshaun Watson myself.
Yeah, what do you think? You can outscore them.
What do you think you're going to see tonight, Zoe? What's going to be the main story tomorrow? Talking about this kickoff game.